All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, March 23rd. Looking ahead, we have a six-game NBA main slate today. We have a 13-fight MMA card. We have a seven-game NHL slate. We have Trucks and Xfinity today, followed by Cup Race tomorrow for NASCAR. And we even have a Formula One race later this evening. So it should be a fun day of DFS, should be a fun weekend. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays here at 11 a.m. Eastern. So appreciate everybody tuning in on a Saturday morning. But with that said, we're going to get the app pulled up here and we're going to jump right in. So looks like two questions here to get us started. If you have questions, today is definitely a good day to get those in. But first question from YMB said, when do projections for next day MLB update? So typically projections basically for all sports run overnight. Like some I'll see them running at like 4 a.m. my time or something like that. You can always check in the Discord too, in the lineup alert channels. You know, we have like our MLB lineup alert channel, and then that'll like show when a bunch of sims kick off. Or like I know, like for NBA for instance, it was at 2 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so it's like 5 a.m. Eastern here. So sims will run overnight, and then you know, probably by like 8 a.m. Eastern, you should see projections up in the app. All right. Next question here from Zoo York. And question says, hey, Andrew, I'm doing some back testing for Yahoo and I am having issues. I am building lineups on another optimizer. And when I upload my pool, I am getting a parsing error. Please help. So first thing I would do is just make sure that the format for your lineups is exactly the same. So let's say that I'm going to Yahoo for today. You know, first thing I want to do is just build some lineups here. I don't even think I needed to make two projection adjustments on Yahoo. I think that's only a DK rule, but I did it out of habit here. So anyways, I'm going to kick off some lineups. And the most important thing to do when you're building lineups outside of SaberSim and trying to import them to use contest sims or whatever you want to use them for, even if it's like, you know, just using the entry editor, is make sure that the format is the same. So go to Yahoo, build some lineups on SaberSim, and then in the My Lineup section next to the star, click the download icon and then open up this file. So when you open up this file, it's going to look, you know, like this. And the most important thing is to make sure that all of the positions for the lineups match SaberSim. So what SaberSim is expecting is this, is where the point guard is in column A and then shooting guard in column B. So make sure that your lineups are actually matching up. And then also make sure that in the columns as well. So as long as those two things match, then you shouldn't run into any errors. So I would use the SaberSim version as like your template, match it, upload it. If you run into an issue after you do that, go to the top right corner, go to report a problem, let us know what you're experiencing and our team can look into it further. But I think if you do that, that is definitely step one here. All right. Question from Henry. Henry said, been tracking my entries and at the contest level almost always have a positive sim ROI in contest flashback, but negative results for over a month. What is the next thing to review in my process? Good question here. You know, first I would say that, you know, this happens, right? and I'm not to say like it always happens, it sometimes happens. And what I would do is like, okay, great, you're grading out positive SIM ROI, perfect. You know, but where are you grading out? You know, what are the highest SIM ROIs achieved in the contest that you're playing, right? So like if I go back to like yesterday and I go to DraftKings. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me just get it situated here. But basically what I'm getting at is, you know, are you grading out as like the highest SIM ROI? You know, are you grading out as like the second highest SIM ROI? Are you positive? But like there are a lot of people that are more positive than you. So what I would do is like go back to yesterday, go back to the main slate, go to contests, and just open up a contest, right? Maybe you're playing the $1 20 max. And then I come in here, I load the contest, open up the users tab, and then I come in here and I sort by SIM ROI, and I just want to look at like people who maxed it out. So the highest SIM ROI is here like 235%, right? So, you know, there's a big difference between being the person at like 235 and being somebody who's positive SIM ROI but has, you know, 45% positive SIM ROI. So like what I would be doing is like, hey, wherever you are, you know, work on getting to the top here. In the contest that I'm playing. So like that would be the quote unquote next step in my opinion. And just to like let you know that, you know, this does happen and I'm not like full of crap. You know, these are bankroll simulations from like a backtesting project that we did for MLB like a season or two ago. And basically what we did here is like we assumed that we took a player who is a long-term winning player. This guy has a 20% expected ROI in this contest. And we ran bankroll simulations over 160 days. So playing, you know, every single day of the month for like 5.5 months or something like that. And as you can see, like there are sims, there are, you know, seasons here, right? Simulated seasons where this player loses or where this person loses for a very long time. And you know, this red line here in particular is like my favorite example because this player is a winning player. They're losing for 140 days, and you know, if you actually think like this is like a real person, like it just feels terrible. You're studying your lineups every day, you're working really hard, you're grading out well in the Sims, and you're just like, what am I doing wrong? And like, sometimes you're not doing anything wrong. Like, this is just in your range of outcomes, unfortunately, even if you are a, you know, top 20, like a 20% expected ROI player, which is like really high. So, you know, even this person can go long periods of time without winning. And, you know, ultimately, like, they got the win toward the end of the season here, but I just want to let you know like what you're experiencing unfortunately is normal, but you know, find a way to figure out, hey, how do I get to the top of my contest here? All right, those are all the questions here in the Discord. I'm gonna do a quick example here about how to build some lineups. This is your first time checking out Saber Sim. You know, we always recommend people start trials, you know, on the weekend here or like Fridays, because you get access to all the weekend sports and the weekly sports. So it's like a good balance here. So since no office hours tomorrow, on Sunday, wanted to just do a demo here. So if you're using Saber Sim for the first time, first thing I would do is go into my contest tab and load your template file. This is going to be the contest that you're playing. So make sure that you're reserving a CSV. Make sure that, you know, you have lineups entered into the contest onto the fantasy site here. And make sure you're signed into the fantasy site, like on another tab on your browser or something like that. And then when you click download template file, we will go and download the correct CSV file for the slate that you're on. And then you drag and drop that in here. Then you b- build lineups button to unlock here. So I'm just going to make two small adjustments using the plus or minus icons in the my projection column. I would always recommend building the max number of lineups, but I'm lowering it just for the sake of time here. And then come in here and set your style entry limit and entrance. So, you know, say I'm playing the $1 20 max, you know, it's a GPP, it's a 20 max entrance or in the 10 to 50K range. This looks perfect. If you're playing a single entry, you know, go and switch it to your single entry settings and the sliders will auto adjust based on our back testing. So set those up and then you should be all set. Click build. And I'm going to scroll over here to the right a little bit on the bottom because my exposure columns are going to be available on the right of max exposure. And then one newer thing here is that you can move columns around and they will stay in place. So say that, you know, I don't really care to see who their opponent is. Some of these like extra ownership columns, don't really need those. I can move them over to the right. They are going to stay there. That way, all the information that I actually care about is over here on the left. I open up my lineup and it's all in view, right? So I could see my exposure, my pool, my leverage, and all the other info that I care about here. So that looks all set. Now, if you are on the ultimate plan, you could have done this in the contest tab. You could do it right now in the save to contest. And you will get a pop-up. So I'll just do it in the contest tab. Go to all contests. You right-click on a contest that you're playing. You click. And it's going to auto-fill the correct set of field lineups here. So then I would click save. And then at this point, I can run my contest sim, which will be the button next to rebuild lineups. I'm going to leave it on SaberScore now for now. But then once the contest sim runs or whatever you're going to use, we recommend RAROI, so risk-adjusted ROI. But if you're not on an ultimate, stick with SaberScore. It's going to default to the correct SaberScore based on the build settings that you input. So another reason why those are important. And then from here, I would go in, sort by exposure. And I would start to, you know, kind of dial in my lineups, right? I'm going to scroll to the last lineup in my set here, just so I can always see what the rank of the last lineup is. And first thing I'm going to do personally is increase my mini uniques. I like to just set it to about half of whatever, how many players there are in my lineup. So there's 8 players in a DraftKings NBA lineup. I'm just going to set it to 4 right out of the gate here. And that takes me to lineup 113. So what mini uniques is doing is it's saying like, hey, for every so sorry about like all the internet problems this morning. I don't know why it's being extra touchy here. So anyways, you know, mini uniques looks fine. It's taking me down to lineup 113. You know, I'm gonna like do some manual adjustments now. I'm gonna go to my leverage, sort descending, and make sure I just kind of agree with some of these top leverages that I'm seeing. And, you know, if this was too much risk for me, right, what leverage is showing me is exposure minus ownership. Well, if this value was too high for my risk tolerance, I could lower it. For me, it's like fine. I'm fine with it. I could also sort inversely like, hey, you know, let's go look at the players I'm taking the biggest stand against here. You know, I'm not seeing any names that like really make me nervous here. So like, I'm fine with that. But basically, when you're all settled here, you know, you could set some max exposures. You could set some minimum exposures. Things like that. But when you're happy with these lineups, go to save to my contest, click save here, and then download your file and then upload it to the fantasy site. So that is a basic overview of building lineups in SaberSim. All right. Top picks said, are we bringing back MLB betting page? So not right now. It's like not in the plans. As far as I know, we're really just keeping our entire focus on DFS. You know, we did betting, I think last year, and frankly, it just like takes our team's attention away from like continuing to innovate our DFS product. And we have lots of things that we're building or want to build. And so our focus is staying solely on DFS. All right. Anthony said, if 10 people were in a room at the same time and they ran Linus with all the same default settings, no adjustments with everybody, would everybody get the same exact lineups? Good question. So the answer is no. And the reason for that is because we are using build mode on sim. So if everybody did your experiment on optimizer mode, then yes, they would get the same lineup. So the difference between sim mode and optimizer mode is looking at the average projections that you see in the my projection column, and it's trying to build the highest projected lineup. So the absolute highest projected lineup is first, and then second, and then third, et cetera, et cetera. So that is just a math problem, and it would solve it the same exact way every time. Now, when you use sim mode, which is our default, which is our recommended if you're playing GPPs, what we are doing is we are randomly sampling a number of game sims from each game on the slate. So say that, you know, there are six games here, you know, let's say depending on your sim diversity slider, if the slider is higher, we're taking less sims. If the slider is lower, we're taking more sims. So say you're on sim diversity 8, you know, we might take 10 game sims from the Sacramento Orlando game, and we have 5,000 game sims of each game on the slate. So we're going to take 10 out of 5,000 for this game and 10 out of 5,000 for the next game, and then 10 out of 5,000 for the next game and the next game and the next game and the next and the next game, excuse me. And then we are going to play those games out. We are going to use the average score that the player scores across those 10 games as their actual projection or as their fantasy points achieved. And then we're going to build the best possible lineup. Now, when we do it again, we're going to take 10 new random game sims. So the amount of combinations you can get of 10 out of 5,000 to the power of 6, which would be the number of games on the slate, is exponentially high. And that is why SaberSim users do not get the same top lineups every time they run a build, even if they all run them at the same time, is because of how we are taking the sims, the sheer number of them, and the different and the exponentially high number of combinations possible. All right, good question there. Question from Steve. I have trouble using SaberSim on my Android phone, particularly uploading lineups to DK. Any advice? Yeah, we do have some mobile tutorials. You know, if you go to the right drop-down menu, you go to Help, and then you scroll down to Frequently Asked Questions. You can type in mobile. You can type in phone. It'll come up either way. So I type phone, how to enter your SaberSim lineups into your contest on mobile. We have DraftKings and FanDuel support, really, because those are the only two sites that allow you to do that. Like Yahoo and Owner's Box don't. So I just dropped that video here in the chat. But biggest thing to me is in your menu on the right, make sure Open DFS Site on Download is off. So when this is on and you click download, it's automatically going to open a tab with the DFS site that you're on. But you need to stay in the current tab that you're viewing in order to download the lineups. So I see that come up the most often. So turn that setting off and it'll allow you to download the lineups in the window. You confirm the download and then you switch to the fantasy site and then upload. So I would check out the tutorials. I would turn that setting off and hopefully that should help you. But if you have any more problems, just send us an email, support@sabersim.com, and we'll be happy to help you out. But all right, checking it out here. Looks like we're all cut up with questions in the Discord and the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in here. I will be right back here Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.